It's all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Grace, God's unmerited favor, God's insurmountable supply of goodness was given to you and I so that we could have eternal life. My brothers and sisters, one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commandment is alive, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keep his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him all to himself to walk in the same manner as he walked.
Yes, yeah.
It's about how we live.
Yes, yeah.
Did Jesus not say in John 10:7, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them and they follow me?
Yes, sir.
Those who belong to Jesus are responsive to his voice.
Yeah.
Responsive to the word that are preached from pulpit all across this world. Those who belong to Jesus are responsive to his voice. How our relationship is demonstrated is by walking as Jesus walked.
Yeah.
Walk as he walked, live as he lived, do as he did. 1 John 2:6 states, the one who says he abides in him all to himself, walk in the same manner as he walked. And now, there are things we inherit in life. For I was told, when I walk, he said, I walk like my grandfather. So it's a matter to say I don't look like I move my knees doesn't bend. But I watched my son one day, and my son walked in the same manner. It's some stuff that we inherit.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to share with you and I is that when we are emulating the one who we are striving to be like, we need to walk like him.
Yes, sir.
Jesus came over 42 generations. And he walked according to the precepts and the concept of God the Father. Jesus came over 42 generations. He walked in the path of righteousness for you and I. Jesus came over 42 generations, and he lived according to what God the Father had designed for him to do, live and act and react to all of the things concerning the Word.
Yes.
When you are emulating the one who you ascribe to be like, you walk according to the way he walked.
Yes, yes.
Verse 3 states, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not appeared as yet what we will be. We know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the believer is moving closer to him in a mighty way.
Yeah.
are children of God, when we think about what God has done and what God is doing, one day we will be like him. We have all been predestined to look just like him. Pastor, I don't understand. God is a spirit. And if I'm to be like him, I will never look like him from a physical application.
Right.
But I will look like him from a spiritual application.
Yeah. Yeah.
God is a spirit, and because God is a spirit, that implies that we will look like him in holiness and righteousness.
Yes,
how then can I be made right when I have a sin nature? The Lord said there has to come a change in you.
Yeah.
When you receive the Lord as your personal Savior, you are changed.
Yeah.
A Holy Spirit comes into your life and changes you. Now, here's the point. The Holy Spirit is a spirit. And once a spirit takes up residence, now you begin to look like the one true God. For God is a spirit, and his spirit now resides in you.
Yes, sir.
And that spirit now takes up residence in you. And that's why we can say we have been predestined to look just like him.
Yes, sir.
When they ask the question, show us the Father, that we may suffice him. And Jesus said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. For I and the Father are one. Holiness and righteousness. We won't all leave here just like some, but some of us will be raptured up.
Yes, sir.
And be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. That transformation, that spiritual change. When Jesus came from the grave, he looked different. The disciples didn't even recognize him. He was in a glorified body. And the Lord is going to give up a glorified body. We will get something brand new.
Yeah.
My brothers and sisters, we will look just like him. And holiness and righteousness, the transformation will result in seeing him as he is. I don't know what he looks like, but one day I will look just like him.
Yeah.
My Lord, my God, and my King, I and you will look just like him.
Yes, sir.
And there won't be no more dying. No more crying.
Yes.
Why? Because one great day the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Yes.
Yes.
With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I worry about tomorrow, for I know who holds tomorrow in the palm of his hand. I have shared over these last messages how we are to honor our Lord and God.
Yes, sir.
Love has been the foundational structure. I spoke concerning the love that God has for us. And when we think about that love, which is unconditional, in order for you and I to look like him, we've got to love like him.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some things that people do to you in life that can harm you and hurt you.
Yeah.
There's some things that man can do to you in life that will cause you to wonder and ask why.
Yeah.
And I said, how can a God allow that particular man to be the way he is, and I still gotta love him?
Yes.
Because of his love.
Yes.
Right.
Love covers a multitude of faults. And because God is love, he's after everyone who don't know him.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I shared with Sister Matthew this morning. When Christians fight each other, that's off base.
Yes, sir.
Our objective is to love one another.
Right.
There's a whole world out there that needs saving. And the Lord has commanded us to go out to that world. Love them that don't even understand.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Pray for those who despitefully try to use you.
Yeah.
Because the Lord is trying to save them from themselves.
Yeah.
Here's what I do know.
Yes,
Nebuchadnezzar was a bad man.
Yeah.
But Nebuchadnezzar said, I know the God, and I honor the God of Daniel.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that tell me? As bad as he was. faithful. He said, I know the God of Daniel. What does it tell us about the thief on the cross? They were both guilty, but one said, Lord, remember me. I know who you are.
Yes, sir.
When you know who the Lord is, the Lord has an abundance of blessing for you and I.
Thank you.
But you got to know the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And that will be the love God sent into the world. And now you know love that we can see and know.
Yes, sir.
Doors of the church open. And when you know the Lord, you've been guaranteed a place in heaven. Do you know it for yourself? You may come as a candidate. You may come in a Christian spirit. Or you may come with a letter of recommendation. Do you know it?
Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.